Brand new music. If you're listening to that going, that sounds a little bit familiar. Not sure who is that. That was the Speed Bumps here on Near Rocks. Brand new track, How You Get Down, off their new disc, When the Darkness Comes. Eric, welcome.
Hey.
It's been a long time since you've been in studio. Yeah, especially with me.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back here.
So, and who do you have with you?
I brought some friends. I got Bethany Swoboda, who is the newest member of the band, with me, and Ray Flanagan, the 2017 Sexiest Man of Medina County. Ray Flanagan, who contributed greatly to this album.
Did McManus write that?
Huh? Not yet.
Not yet? Uh-oh. He might now.
Yeah, saving it.
So, how have you been? What's been going on? It's been like 7 years since I've gotten to talk to you. You've released a couple discs
in
a while.
Yeah, and I've been playing music and touring and kind of doing that thing. That deal. So
this is really the first time I'm getting to listen to the new stuff. So it's very different from what I remember.
Yeah.
So can you talk about that a little bit? What's going on with? I think, obviously lineup changes.
Mm-hmm, yeah, absolutely. It's a different lineup. It's a different approach to writing. It's a new side of what we had already been listening to, new influences. And I think, it's just a different, we wanted to do a different thing. We were prepared to, start a new group under a new name. We picked out the name, we trademarked it. We got the web address. We had decided that we were going to do that. And, over time we just thought that there was still bits and pieces of the Speed Bumps that we didn't want to let go of. So we decided to just back the old horse, I guess, and release it as the Speed Bumps. But for all intents and purposes, it really is a different record. And like you said, the lineup's different. So there's and the instrumentation's different. So in some ways, so it feels fresh and new to us. It doesn't feel like the next Speed Bumps album as much as it feels like a new thing to me.
As a longtime listener of your music, I can hear shades of Speed Bumps.
Yeah, Sammy's cello's still there. We still use cello melody as a lead at times, and I'm still singing. But that's almost it. I mean, this is the first album I play electric guitar on, and I play it on every song. Wow. So that was a brand new thing for me to write to. This is the first record where I have a lead guitar player play throughout the whole record, Ray Flanagan, obviously. And then Bethany wrote harmonies that I wouldn't even think of writing. And Danny Jenkins, this is his first full record on drums, and his beats are creative and totally different than what Patty was ever doing. So it's just a completely different thing now.
So, well, you've got the new disc, When the Darkness Comes. You're releasing it this weekend, right?
Friday is the big day.
The Beachland Ballroom and Tavern. Are you in the tavern or the ballroom?
We are in the ballroom.
And along with you is Shivering Timbers.
July 20, Saturday. Next Saturday, July 22nd.
Am I getting shows mixed up right now? I'm missing dates. So this weekend, you're releasing the disc.
Yeah, this Friday we release it. Then we're on tour for a week, and then we come back through Cleveland while on tour and play the Beachland on the 22nd.
Gotcha. So,
kind of a.
You're making it work.
It's like those people who have like birthday weeks.
Gotcha.
We're doing album. We're doing
album.
The album
releases.
Comes out Friday, and then every day for that week we're going to talk about the Beachland show. So,
where are you guys touring?
We are all over the East Coast, Midwest, Columbus, Chicago, Iowa, Nashville, New York, Philly, Boston, or Portland, Maine, up into New England, Vermont, D.C., Charlotte. I mean, it's all over the place.
Well, Want to hear something off the track now? Or off the disc?
Yeah. Do you, I mean, I heard.
Yeah.
I've heard it. Do you want to hear it?
No, I'm going to play all Ray's music for the rest of the night.
I'm fine with that.
No, please don't do that.
Well, let's play the title track off the disc. Here is When the Darkness Comes by the Speedbumps on NeoRex.
Of a soul far from the field, the waves colored gold, bought and borrowed, matted in sorrow, covered in fortune, kissed for tomorrow. But when the darkness comes,
going to carry this conversation onto the air. I was at a certain place the other day ordering some food. By the way, we're talking to the Speed Bumps. Hello, everybody. What did we just listen to?
That was the title track off the Speed Bumps' new disc, When the Darkness Comes.
All right, so Eric, here's what's up. Okay. I was at this certain place, right, ordering food, and it's from a place that, you know, it's like a value meal type thing, but they put stuff onto the plate for you, and anyway,
sure.
There was a lot of stuff going on the plate, and the guy who was putting stuff on the plate, he kept looking at me and, like, smirking funny, and he gives me the plate of food, and he smiles and he says, "Do you like Radiohead?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, I know, I look like Time York." that. Thanks for the extra vegetables. That was very sweet of you. Anyway, people have no idea what we're talking about, but that was a conversation we had off the air. Speed Bumps are with us, and we were talking again off the air about Ray Flanagan and how awesome he is. But you had a question, Eric.
Oh, why isn't Ray in any of your promo photos?
Well, Ray is not a fully
he hasn't been turned
Kristen's
into a speed
member.
Bump.
Well, yeah, he has to prove himself. And
how many times?
What I mean by that is he has to cut down his band membership from 60 to 30 before we can consider him. What do you think, Ray? Ray, you cheat on us constantly, and we can't get into a relationship like that.
I'm speechless. I really have nothing.
I wasn't going to bring it up. It was all Jason.
Yeah.
So how many times must somebody be run over before they become a speed bump?
Oh.
How about that?
That's good. It's really good. It's really good.
Because I think Ray's at like 3 for tonight. Yeah. So,
yeah.
This is cool.
So, the new disc, What Tomorrow Brings, or When the Darkness Comes, we're going to play What Tomorrow Brings later on in the show. When the Darkness Comes is the name of the disc. You okay over there?
I'm good.
So, You were looking at potentially a new band name and all that, new project. Any chance of revealing what that was? Or are you keeping that in the back pocket for another
Yeah, there might be a time where we pull the trigger on that.
So when it came to the disc, any fun stories from the recording?
Oh yeah, I mean there's a lot of good stories that come out of every record. But, I mean, I can't really think of one off the top of my head from The Cabin. I don't know. Can you guys think of one?
Story from just the recording?
We played a chess tournament.
A chess tournament. That was like a multiple-day chess tournament.
And that was very intense, more intense than writing the record.
It was. You won, didn't you?
I don't remember. Did I win?
I think you won.
I feel like I won.
I think Sammy lost, though, which is cool.
Yeah, Sammy probably lost.
It was the middle of winter, and we were in a hot tub. Remember that?
Okay, yeah, the hot tub was cool.
Okay, wait, what?
Yeah, so we recorded this. Our big supporters of the band, our good friends, Tim Mueller, a Cleveland native, has a cabin in northwest Pennsylvania that he allows us to go and track the record at. So there in the middle of the woods, it's kind of a nice place. It's an extremely nice place. It's kind of a nice place to write a record because you're kind of off the grid and there's no internet, there's no cable, there's nothing like that. So you're in the middle of the woods, but there is like this really nice hot tub. So at the end of like a 10-hour recording session, we usually jump in the hot tub, put on some Ray Charles. Which Ray and I did multiple times.
It's awesome, though.
Yeah,
it's awesome because
it is awesome. You turn off the lights. There's no light pollution up there. It is awesome.
It's like you're out, yeah, because you're outside and like I mean, pretty much you're in the woods and it was like I mean like 20 degrees outside.
Yeah,
but if you're in a hot tub, it doesn't matter.
It's we actually had to end recording.
The trip from the hot tub back into the cabin not cool, not a fun.
No, really not cool. Yeah. We ended recording early up there because of a snowstorm. Actually, a day early.
What about the van getting stuck on the way back? That's the story.
Oh, yeah.
But you weren't in the van. But
no, I wasn't there.
The three other guys got stuck on the highway for like 10 hours or something. I think the tow truck that came to pull them out got stuck. And it was just, we were all texting like, you guys alive? You guys okay? You have heat? You have gas? Because it was just like,
yeah.
The whole highway was closed.
Guys, this is outside of Erie. They left at 10 a.m. They pulled into my house at like midnight. They were stuck on I-90 for that long. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Tour stories
and
recording stories.
The speed bump, yeah, I'm sure there are tour stories too. But the speed bumps, along with Shivering Timbers, are going to be at the Beachland next Saturday, July 22nd. But the music is actually going to be released this Friday.
This Friday, July 14th.
Well, how about we play another track off the disc?
Sure.
How do we work it out?
Cool.
On New York X.
Called her on Franklin Street, a fifth of courage in, but still on his feet. And he asked her for answers just to hear her voice. She said, why don't we do this sober in the morning? Now, well, you're down. He said, no, hear me. Dangerous thing. You think it's the right thing to do, but in the end it kills you. Aren't you tired of that too?
Speed Bumps, How Do We Work It Out, off their new disc, When the Darkness Comes, being released this Friday. They are playing July 22nd at the Beachland Ballroom, along with Shivering Timbers. We've got the Speed Bumps in studio with us now. Eric, who's the female voice that we hear on that show, on that track?
The female vocals are compliments of this young lady sitting next to me, Bethany Svoboda.
Welcome.
Bethany. Hello. Thank
How you doing?
Doing
all right? Yeah.
Just feel free to jump in at any time.
When there's something worth saying,
I will say it.
she wrote all the harmonies on this album, along with our producer, Jay Alton from Columbus. And did a great job.
Bethany, how did you end up in the band?
That's a good question. How did I end up in this band, Eric? It's been a whirlwind.
Well, actually, I don't know if we've ever discussed this, but I contacted you when Abby, who played with us for a while prior, did the last record with us. She told us that she wouldn't be working on this album with us. I reached out to you to ask you if you knew anybody that might be interested in the position, because I had had conversations with you at the Venice in Kent back in the day that you were like, yeah, I could never do music. Real.
So I was like at work and he texted me and I was like, I really won't want to get out of my job. And then this text comes in. It's like, do you know anyone who can play piano, sing harmonies? So I was like, me? Why? And he's like, oh, we need someone for the speed bumps. I'm like, me? Maybe? And it just was really perfect timing. It kind of fell in my lap.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and he, I don't know. I do a lot of different things for work, but it just was a really good opportunity. I love playing music. I've done it forever, and I really liked the speed bumps and just wanted to try it, and it's been going well. It's been almost a year, I think. In August, it'll be like a year.
Yeah.
So.
And you've already been on tour and had some cool experiences.
Gotten to record, so. Yeah. It's been working out.
Yeah, it has been. It's been cool. And she's, I mean, I didn't really realize, I think, because when we wrote, like, when we practiced old harmonies that Abby had written, I didn't realize until this album was finished and I listened back to it. I was like, wow, like, her vocals are way, I mean, I thought your voice was great already. And I've heard you sing with other people and you sounded great, but I didn't know how our vocals would fit together. And then once the album was finally done and mixed, I was like, wow, this actually sounds like, I like this. I want this. It reaffirmed that I wanted her as a teammate.
Very cool. Well, you can hear her on the new disc, When the Darkness Comes, by the Speed Bumps, again, being released Friday night. Where?
Friday night everywhere. So iTunes, you can buy it on Bandcamp. You can buy it at thespeedbumps.com. You can buy it. I don't even know if there's any brick and mortar places open anymore, but Square Records will probably have it. Time Traveler, like, places down in Akron, and we'll make sure some music stores in Cleveland get it too. But basically, to the world online on Friday. And then you can pick up the physical copy if at the Beachland on July 22nd when we come back into town. So,
playing along with Shivering Timbers. What time are you guys – what time is that show at?
I think the doors are 7:30. The show's at 8:30.
Okay.
It's just us and Shivering Timbers. So should be a really fun, exciting night. We're going to have some special guests. I know Ray Flanagan's going to be there. He will be a band member that night. And you're going to do a little touring with us after this album. So we want him in the band. He doesn't want us. This is like a bad high school relationship.
Not true. He's afraid of commitment.
Yes, he is. He does, like,
No. There's this. Do you want to open this?
Let me tell you this. Listen. If I was Roger Hoover, he'd be at every rehearsal.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, the difference would be that I would know about the rehearsal.
All right.
Oh, them fighting words.
Well played.
Them fighting words.
I'm just saying. You can't point this all on me.
Hey, look.
Point for Ray.
Hey, I mean, I don't blame.
Here's the kind of, here's what happens.
I don't blame you.
So this is what I am doing for a living, right, around town. Eric's kind of like, it'll be like a week before something happens. Be like, hey, by the way, do you want to come do this thing? Oh, well, I already, like, have something.
I'm already booked for the next 3 months.
But if you let me know, like, 2 months in advance.
Okay, so maybe I'm not as maybe I'm a little more non-committal than I
I'm
come
just
off.
Saying. I'm just saying.
But you've been dancing with everybody.
I mean, can I just point out the irony that at the beginning of the interview, you actually knocked a calendar to the ground. And now you two are fighting about this. Cindy
Lauper.
Yeah.
that's weird.
The Speed Bumps new disc, When the Darkness Comes, being released this Friday. Show at the Beachland Ballroom next Saturday, July 22nd. Check it out, thespeedbumps.com.
Yep,
and that'll link you to everything else.
Should, yeah, so. Link you to all of our social, our Instagram, our Facebook, and tour dates.
Very cool
merch.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, hey, happy to be here. I think this is the first time we've actually done this in this kind of setting. We did the live show a long time ago, but
nine and a half years ago.
Crazy
like that.
Crazy that.
I think you're the only person that was actually in the speedbox.
Sammy would have been, but the cellist would have been. But yeah, that's why it's like a different, a whole new thing now. It feels different, you know?
Well.
I'm glad that it's different.
Oh, it sounds good. You know? Sounds great.
Yeah.
So we got one last track from you guys. It's What Tomorrow Brings. Thank you very much for coming in studio again. Saturday, July 22nd, the Speed Bumps, along with Shivering Timbers at the Beachland Ballroom. Their disc, When the Darkness Comes, being released this Friday night. Thank you. What Tomorrow Brings on ERX.
in your mind. You pin them on him like he committed the crime. When you look at yourself, what is? What is it you see? 'Cause I see a girl who is scared of, scared of everything. You say that you're saved by the sword of the king, and you follow them without asking a thing. And I hope you know what tomorrow brings, 'cause to me you are all the time. She says she's faithful, that's just a lie. Knife in my back and the blood, oh, it's on your head.